You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Papua New Guinea's National Capital District's heading to the polls today, but there are fears the election will be subverted. Governor of Port Moresby has claimed there are problems with the electoral roll in polling places, and he's also told media reports are circulating of illegal ballot paper printing and people are bribing officials of the Electoral Commission. Amidst all this, Transparency International have set up a corruption hotline to help people report wrongdoing in the election. I spoke to the head of Transparency Papua New Guinea, Ariane Kasman, and I started by asking about what their fears are around the corruption in the election.
I think our experience has shown us that there's a lot that takes place, and so we want our citizens to participate more in ensuring the integrity of these elections. So we want them to look out for things like were ballot papers, were the serial numbers of ballot papers read out to the people in that polling station before polling started? Was the box shown as empty before polling began? We also want to find out from people at the polling stations, were they forced to vote under a different person's name? Were they forced to vote for a particular candidate? Or were they bribed, or were they offered a bribe at the different polling stations?
So are those kinds of very outright corruption issues, are they happening, are these things happening? You walk up to a polling booth and someone says, here's your voting paper, you have to vote for this candidate.
We've had reports of that sort of thing happening around the country. And so these reports we've taken note of to include in our report to the PNG Electoral Commission. It's difficult to say where exactly in the country this is happening, but there are a few calls from different parts of the country regarding this. I think the most notable one, though, that people are complaining about is the issue around the roll. And so we're encouraging people to not just rely on the roll lookup, but get out there and find out if your name is on the roll at the polling station.
You've had this hotline up for a while. What are the type of calls that are coming through?
Well, from the data we've collected so far, the majority is around the issues with the roll. And second to that is the delay in polling stations being opened around the country. And so what people do want to know is where polling stations are, what time is it opening, and we are keeping close contact with the observer organizing team at the Electoral Commission to ensure that we're giving the most up-to-date and correct information out to the citizens who are calling in.
And when you collect all this information, at the end of it, if there's enough evidence that there's been false votes and people forced to vote one way, could it throw the result into uncertainty?
At this point in time, I cannot confirm or comment on that, but what we do hope is that from these reports, we're able to clearly identify what the biggest issues were and make specific recommendations to the Electoral Commission and to the institutions that are involved in preparing for the national elections to ensure that these are addressed. We don't face these challenges come the next election.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.